Holy wit!
Pardon me, what did you just say?
Holy wit, a podcast for warriors in training. Well, we are back with episode 2 of our Warriors in Training podcast. And today we are going to talk around the idea that we learn to walk and talk with God. And the reality of this is that this is something that every child of God, everybody has the ability to do. It's not for the pious or the super spiritual or the elite, because there are none. There are no elite in the kingdom of God. There are kids. We are his kids, and he speaks to us. He speaks to us in many different ways. It's not always just one way. A lot of times we hear that term, hearing God's voice or God speaking to me. We think an audible voice. And I know from my experience, I have never had an audible voice of God come at me, because we read that in scripture too. We think as we read through the Old Testament that God spoke audibly to people. And yes, he did. There was times he spoke audibly. But in today's day and age, God, through his Holy Spirit who lives in us, speaks in many different ways. So, Steph, how does God speak to us?
Well, he spoke to me audibly at one point. I'm not going to get into it, just saying I experienced the audible voice of God. I've also experienced him through dreams, experienced him through visions, experienced him through talking with other people. A lot of times, talking with non-believers, I can hear God's voice in there. Most of the time, it's when I open his word and read his word. That's when he speaks to me the most. That's when I hear him the most. Now, when we talk about how to hear from God, because some people will take it literally, open their Bible and say, I didn't hear God speak. You take it literally. The thing that we want you to understand, we want people to understand, and we talk about a lot, is that when we preface it with hearing God's voice, what we're really saying and what you're really being asked is, how are you experiencing God? It's the experience of God. And we don't necessarily hear him, like you said at the beginning, audibly. We don't hear him with our ears, which is where we tend to go to when somebody says, how do you hear God's voice? We're thinking with our ears. We hear him in our spirit. We hear him in our mind. We can even hear him throughout our body. And it's how we experience him. So when we ask people, how do you hear from God? And they say, I don't know. I've never heard God's voice. I don't even know if he speaks to me, which causes a lot of pain for believers. I don't know if my God speaks to me. I don't know if my Father in heaven speaks to me. Saying, I don't know if he speaks to me was an acceptable answer back in the Old Testament in the days of Samuel, where God's voice was silent for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And in 1 Samuel, he talks about the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to them. They didn't know the word of the Lord. So how does God reveal his word if he doesn't speak it to them? How does he, if he doesn't give them an experience of him, how does he reveal himself? And I love the story in 1 Samuel with Eli. It says so many things that we can learn just in chapter 3 about how God speaks to us. We learn very quickly that he does speak, number one. Mm-hmm. We learned that we need to respond. We have a responsibility to respond. It's like if you come into a room and I make eye contact with you, I know you're there, and you say good morning, and I just walk on by, well, how rude am I if I don't respond and say, hey, good morning. Good morning to you. What are we doing today? Or if you're passing a friend, or if you call up a friend on the phone and they say hello and you just sit there in silence. That's what it's like when we don't respond to God. He's waiting for us to respond. He's made himself known, and we need to acknowledge that he's there. And in 1 Samuel, Eli told Samuel to go and lie down and wait for God to call him. If you remember, this is when Samuel thought Eli was calling out to him, mm-hmm. and it was actually the Lord. And because God's voice was silent for so long, they weren't readily anticipating that God would speak to them. And then Eli clued in, go, that's got to be the Lord. And Eli's response to God was, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, for your child is listening. And what's even more interesting, it gets more interesting than that, is that because of Samuel's obedience, because of how Samuel responded to the voice of God, Scripture tells us that God did not let one word fall to the ground that Samuel spoke to the people. Fascinating.
That's
fascinating
cool.
Stuff. Yeah. It's not just the voice of God. Jesus didn't introduce the voice of God when he walked in flesh among us through Holy Spirit and through his own teaching, because he was the voice of God. He is the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And he's given his Holy Spirit to continue to be the voice of God. It takes more faith to believe that still small voice, that chill that runs up and down your spine, that vision that you see, that dream that you had. It takes more faith to believe that that is God speaking to you than it is the audible voice of God. You know, Elijah experienced the audible voice of God when he was hiding in the cleft of the rock. We experience more so that still small voice. But let me tell you, if you've experienced that audible voice of God, that gets your attention, like Paul on the road to Damascus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's how we experience him. And when you hear him, it's okay to ask, Lord, can you say that again? It's not okay to ask. And this is where we get tripped up. Oh, that couldn't be God. That's just my own imagination. Because you're going to find that whatever was said is gone. You can't get that back. Because God wants us to believe and learn his voice. But if we miss it one time, doesn't mean that he's gone forever. He's never going to talk to you again. It means that he's going to keep speaking to you to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Until you recognize that it's his voice. Until you walk into a room and you see his presence there. And he's like, hello. And you're like, hey, good morning to you. I'm listening. What do you want to talk about?
Right.
Or I want to talk to you about this. I'm so glad you're here.
That's awesome.
How do you respond to those people who say, God doesn't speak today?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because there are those that say, you know, God doesn't speak. He wrote a book and that's it, which we refer to as scripture. And I always kind of look at it and think, if we look throughout scripture, God spoke with Adam and Eve. Like, he walked with them in the cool of the day. He talked with them. They talked with him. And then we see him talking to Abraham, Isaac, all Noah, Moses, David, Gideon, so many people he talked to throughout scripture. And Paul, you know, the apostle Paul, who was Saul on the road when Jesus showed up and spoke to him. And we see that all the way through scripture. And we have to understand that as we see that all the way through, why would God write a book of exceptions and tease us with it, right? It's a book of examples that he speaks. He longs for a relationship. He longs to speak with us. And so when people do ask that question, that's what I point out. Why would God speak to all those people in scripture and then not speak to us today? And he's given us his Holy Spirit, who lives in us, dwells in us, so that he speaks to us through his Spirit. And it's great that we have that intimacy, that we can talk with him. So when we talk about this, there are those people who have said, "Well, I've never heard from God, or I've never heard the voice of God." And I believe that a lot of times we make agreements around that, and when we make those agreements, we actually shut off the ability to hear from God. And too often it becomes frustrating for people. And they make those agreements out of frustration, rather than realizing that this takes time. So two things have to happen there. First of all, if we've made that agreement, we need to go back and break that agreement, because we know that when we make agreements, we start to live out of those agreements. And so when we believe we've never heard the voice of God or said that, we need to actually renounce that agreement and then ask Jesus to speak. And secondly, we need to learn that this is something that we learn and grow into. You know, too often in our culture, we think it's an instantaneous thing, an instant download or a drive-through meal or drive-through banking. And we have to understand that this is something that's cultivated or developed over time, because if we think in terms of walking and talking with God, it's just like if you and I go for a walk and we're walking and we talk, well, we're talking about intimate things in our lives. And it's a back and forth conversation. It's not just, like you said before, it's not just a one-way thing. I'm not just talking to you. I speak of something intimate in my heart to you, and you respond to that, and our relationship is then developed over time as we go through for many walks and many talks. And this is the same thing that we need to learn to as we learn to walk and talk with God, that it is developed over time. You know, when I first started to hear the voice of God, it was a very big learning process. And even today, he still has to sometimes say the same thing over and over again, because like, okay, God, I got it.
You're saying this to me. That's me repeating
yeah.
those.
Yeah. But too often we think this has to happen right away and I have to be really good at this. We have to learn. It starts in simple ways. Even asking Jesus simple questions of, do you love me? Right? And waiting for his response. Give me an example of a time that you heard from God.
Just one?
Just one for our listeners. Well, I want to make it, for those listening, we want to help people understand that this, again, isn't just some kind of over spiritualized thing, or it's not for the, the far end of the those in the body of Christ who, are highly spiritual or whatever else. This is a daily normative thing to walk and talk and hear from God.
Well, I want to, a memory that came up that I wanted, that I'll share is just in a regular everyday. Well, it's not a regular everyday. Monday night evangelism is a place in our city that we can go to. It's with a group of people at a local church that they go down and they serve the homeless. Not just serving them food, we're preaching to them. There's a time of preaching and the rest of the night is spent discussing. And there's different locations. And so then one night I was at we have a transit throughout our city. And so I was at the C train station and I was by myself, and it was dark out. It was wintertime. And I really wanted to hear, to test. I was testing if I could hear God for other people. And I remember standing under this light, and I'm just to myself in my spirit, alone with God, in the midst of a crowd, asking God to show me somebody who needs to hear from you tonight. And I saw this woman walking. She was carrying this garbage bag. It looked like a brand new garbage bag. It had the folds, like she just unfolded it, but she was carrying something. And she walked by me. She looked at me. I looked at her. She walked by me. And I knew that this is who God wanted me to talk to, but I wasn't sure. How do I approach this? And all this logical step-by-step, I'm trying to remember what was taught. And, when I was trying to learn how to evangelize and making sure I got all the steps right. And this girl, we look at each other, she walks by. And I knew right away I missed my opportunity. And I wasn't going to go chasing her. You just don't do that on the C train platform. So I said, okay, Lord, okay, bring her back. I'll engage her when you bring her back. Moments later, she's walking back the other way by me. I look at her. She looks at me. I didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. She kept walking. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm confused. She doesn't look homeless, but she doesn't look like she has a home. I'm not sure how to engage with her. And then I stood there for a moment, like, okay, Lord, bring her back. I'll talk to her the next time she comes back. She came back a third time. I look at her. She looks at me. She stops in front of me. And she said, I'm not homeless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed. She told me the reason why she's carrying a garbage bag is because it keeps her pizza hot. And she had to take the C train a long trip before she got home for her roommates. And then she walked away. Her train showed up. And I'm laughing, going, what an opportunity I missed. But the whole time, I'm wondering if she's homeless. I didn't know if she was homeless. And she stands in front of me and says, I'm not homeless, you know. That's one of my favorite stories. Other than that, to answer your question in a different way, on a daily basis, when do I hear from God? Every morning, all throughout the day, I'm constantly, don't have this picture of me of constantly in a posture of prayer. I can be driving and having a conversation with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I could be in my shower having a conversation with the Lord. I could be sitting at the table chatting with him. I could be petting my dog and chatting with him. And much of the time, if I'm not experiencing that back and forth conversation, is my cue to ask him, is there anything in between us? Is there anything in my life right now that I need to remove out of the way to clear our communication? And we know what being in a relationship with each other and with friends and stuff like that, there are things that get in the way of our relationship that will hinder communication. I'm not talking to you until you deal with this.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. And God doesn't do it out of spite. God does it to get our attention. Wait a second. We chatted all day yesterday, and today I can't hear you. What is it that you need me to focus my attention on? And he'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beautiful thing. That's the awesomeness of God, is that he will show you if you're willing to deal with it.
Yeah.
But don't let them walk away three times before you
There's
deal with
lessons
it.
Lessons and everything.
I'm full of stories of how God speaks to me. Anytime I could share it, I find myself taking over the conversation because I'm so excited to tell you how God speaks to me. You know, almost on a daily basis, guess what? Guess what? Holy Spirit showed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear your story. Tell me a story, or not just tell me, but tell those who will be listening, a story of how God speaks to you.
I also have quite a few stories about how God has spoken to me. One that comes to mind was when I was working at the mega church, and we were in a staff meeting, and the leadership had asked us to, around the table, just tell each other what our prayer requests were and to pray for each other. So as we were going around the table and people were telling the other people what their prayer requests were, one of the young ladies who was a staff member had said that she had hurt her back, and it was just over the Christmas season, and she had been going to the chiropractor, to the physiotherapist for relief to get her back into full working order. And she had seen some progress, but was still experiencing quite a bit of discomfort and pain. As we went into prayer, those around the table were praying for her, asking God for his healing power. And I was talking to God while they were praying, and I asked him, Jesus, what do you want to do here? And Jesus said, get up, lay hands on her, and command healing. And I said, okay. I said, so Jesus, you want me to get up, even after these people have prayed for healing, and lay hands on her and command healing? He said, yes. So I waited until everybody had prayed and kind of stopped, opened their eyes, and lifted their heads. And then I said to her, I said, do you mind if I lay hands on you and pray healing? And she said, no, by all means. And I always ask, as a side note, if it's okay to lay hands on somebody and touch them. And so I got up and went over, put my hands on her back where she was injured and where the pain was. And simply, as Jesus had commanded me to do, said, in the name of Jesus, by the authority given to me, I command healing in your back, and prayed for her back. And that was it. Sat back down. And it was just a simple little conversation with Jesus, back and forth. And the great part of the story is that later on in the day, when I was at my desk, she came by and she says, I just wanted to let you know that the pain has subsided. It's very little pain now. And I said, that's awesome. And then the next day when I saw her, she let me know that Jesus had healed her back completely. There was no pain anymore, no discomfort. And it was months later that I saw her, and we were talking about this. And she said, yeah, ever since that time that Jesus healed her back, she hasn't had any issues since. All right, well, we're going to wrap up today now for on that topic. Of course, we will come back to this topic time and time again because it's just a way of living for us. And we hope it will become a way of living for you. If you do want to learn more about learning to walk and talk with God, if this is new for you and you want to practice it and learn and practice it, we encourage you to contact us. Just go to warriornations.ca. on the contact page and send us a quick message. And we will connect back with you and talk more about what it is to learn to walk and talk with God as a warrior in training.